You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. A racketeering lawsuit alleges that a Baton Rouge pretrial supervision company essentially holds inmates for ransom even after they've paid their bond by requiring they pay an additional fee to get out of jail. The American Civil Liberties Union of Louisiana and the Southern Poverty Law Center say the company gets referrals from a state district judge with whom it has political ties. Louisiana ACLU Director Marjorie Esmond explains more.
When people are arrested and they come before her for a bond hearing, she forces everybody to pay money to a private company for monitoring and supervision without any consideration of whether they can either afford those services or whether they even need them.
The class action lawsuit filed by the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center late Monday doesn't name District Judge Trudy White as a defendant. But the company involved, Rehabilitation Home Incarceration, known as RHI, and its CEO, Cleve Dunn Sr., are named for alleged civil rights violations and alleged racketeering.
The allegations are that they are extorting money from criminal defendants to benefit this private company, which then supports the reelection of the judge, and that's what makes it a racketeering conspiracy.
The lawsuit states that in addition to being required to post bond, plaintiffs have been required to pay RHI fees in order to be released from jail before trial. The company then charges a $550 registration fee and $250 per month for supervision until the case is heard before the court.
Flat fees that they set themselves. It's not set by the court.
Court records indicate the judge ordered more than 300 defendants to RHI supervision in 2015 and 2016. According to the lawsuit, those who can't afford the fee remain jailed for days, weeks, or even months until they pay off RHI. Public Radio WRKF and the Advocate News in Baton Rouge contributed to this report. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.